is even better.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's high praise.
It's really good to be here.
I'll
say that. It's really nice to be in the studio.
We'll talk about that here, right?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
I think briefly, at least.
Briefly. Yeah. Yeah, we must. It's 9:07.
And we welcome you into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things for us on the other side of the glass. And we've got Dr. Tim Schaefer joining us in studio. Of course, he's involved with the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy here at Kansas State University. And he's the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies. Good to have you back.
It's really good to be here. Thanks.
And we say that because we appreciate having you on the show. And then we know a couple weeks ago you had quite a health scare.
I did. I was traveling. I was at a couple conferences. I was in Denver at the beginning of 1 week, and then I traveled to a place that I go frequently called the Kettering Foundation for a meeting with a bunch of local government folks, people who direct agencies and things like that in local government. And I was there to talk about a lot of the public engagement and dialogue and things that I do, and I didn't feel well. I thought I just got sick. I guess it turned out I had vertigo and nausea and all these things, and so I tried to go to a meeting for a couple hours, and I couldn't, and I basically laid in a hotel for quite a while. And then finally, and thankfully, I should say this, since I am on the radio, I think my wife saved my life, to be honest. I was going to hop on an airplane and head home because I just thought I was sick, and everybody wants to just be home when they're sick. She's like, no, I really think you need to be at the hospital. You should at least go get some fluids. So I went, and it turned out I had a stroke, which was not what I expected. It was really dramatic and scary. I was out of it, and my family was pretty close. It's pretty close to where I grew up, so they drove. And so my mother and my siblings and their kids and spouses, everybody helped out. My wife, who was here in Manhattan, threw our kids in the car very quickly. We had neighbors who came and helped and watched them and packed food and did all sorts of things. And so it was one of those kind of collective efforts that I was stationary, but everybody else was moving. And it was a few days of some uncertainty, right? It's strange. I was in intensive care and then kind of scaled down and then had a few days before we made the long drive home because I can't fly right now, which actually has saved me on a couple conferences. And I've been doing very little, I should say that. The only times I think I've left the house are to go to the doctor and to do media appearances. So I don't know what that says about me. It's been good to be back, and my in-laws have been here. They've been tremendously helpful with our kids, and lots of folks here helping with some meals and things of that sort. So it's been one of those, you know, I talk a lot about the importance of community and relationships and all of this stuff, and have really experienced it in a dramatic way. So I've been very grateful, very humbled, and expecting to be able to recover fully, and I'll be back to K-State soon, not immediate, but pretty soon. And so the plan is to have life kind of resume as it was. But yeah, it's a really dramatic thing, and it was scary, frankly. And there's still some factors that we have to kind of work through. But it's been quite a shift in a lot of ways. And you have that moment of realization of like, oh my gosh, this just happened. What do I do with this? But it's been really helpful. Family, friends, you know, people back where it happened in Ohio and here. Again, like I said, it's been very supportive, and I feel like that's been really a valuable thing for me. So thanks for asking. I know you all sent a note and some stuff, and apparently somebody said something too to me of they heard about some. I don't know what you all said, but.
Yeah.
You said something, right? So somebody had communicated that to me. And so I was really feeling like there were a lot of people around not just the region, but the country and frankly the world. I got a few notes from colleagues of mine in different parts of the world. And it was really powerful. So thanks.
Oh, yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. And this is what's great about it. Having our regular guests in here, we get to know you not just as professional folks, but
yeah,
on a personal level as well. And, you know, when I heard about that, you know, I think we're about the same age. I'm 34. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Just a little bit older, 37.
Okay. It's not common for
to have strokes. No, it is not. And it turns, and maybe this is a PSA. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Basically, everything I had happen is not what you would expect. And so I didn't have any of the kind of dramatic drooping or limitation of mobility on one side or any of that stuff. But what I had was, this is the story of my life, but very rare and presents differently. So if you all of a sudden have a lot of nausea and have a lot of vertigo, don't just think it's something weird you ate the night before. It could be something else. And that was the case for me. And it's frustrating, but I'm glad I was able to get the care that I needed. Got moved around. I was in a couple hospitals, so I got to meet a lot of staff and things like that. I was a certain novelty, right? I mean, there's something about that I was in a teaching hospital, and I was this young professor from out of state, right? It was kind of how I got framed. But it was one of those moments that, you know, it's good to make sure that you're kind of taking care of yourself in the ways that you can and are mindful of these factors. Because like I said, I was laying on my hotel bed communicating with the person for transportation, just telling them, like, let me just lay here a little bit longer because I didn't want to move and I couldn't. But I wasn't thinking clearly enough to say, I shouldn't be on an airplane, right? So I was about to come home. And thankfully, my wife strongly intervened. And I think, I guess, deep down knew it too, that there was probably something wrong. And there was. So it was really good to do that. Don't try to work through all this stuff. There are reasons that there are institutions and people who know what they're doing and can help you. So,
and I have to say, wives are very important when it comes to stuff like that.
I mean, this was one of those wonderful moments of having someone who's been. I mean, frankly, I've been able to do a lot of what I do because she's been so supportive for a number of years, for travel and for speaking and workshops and all sorts of things. And this was just one of those other moments where, you know, here's someone who cares deeply about you and helps you figure it out when you can't figure it out yourself, even though that was, you know, many hours away. And, you know, and it was wonderful. They jumped in the car and drove through the night. And I had a brother who was he's a police officer in Indiana. And thankfully, he was supposed to be on the night shift or something. And so they drove to somewhere in middle Missouri and met up. And then they drove a little bit further. And so they were able to get there as quickly as possible because we have four little kids. And it's not easy to travel with four little kids, let alone any less than that. But all that stuff together has been really good. So it's been really nice to be back. It's also been nice to not think about traveling for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll bet. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Tim Schaefer after the break. We're going to get into some stuff that's going on here locally. And you also have a new book we're going to talk about as well. That's all coming up next on News Radio KMAN.